This is the Sakar Merli of the 8th of October, 2025. Essence, sweet children, you have come to this school to receive a passport to go to heaven. Become soul conscious and have your name noted in the register and you will go to heaven. Question. By not having which awareness, do some children not have regard for the Father? Answer. Some children are not aware that the one to whom the whole world is calling out, the one whom everyone remembers, the highest on high Father, is the one who is at present here serving us. This faith is number-wise. To the extent that you have this faith, you accordingly have that regard. Song. The rain of knowledge is on those who are with the Beloved. Om Shanti. All of you children are with the ocean of knowledge. Not all of the many children can stay in one place. Those who are with him can listen to this knowledge directly, whereas those who live far away receive it a little later. However, it isn't that those who stay with the Father experience greater progress than those who live far away. No. It has been seen in a practical way that those who live far away study more and make more progress. It is definite that the unlimited Father is here. You Brahmin children are number-wise. You children have to imbibe divine virtues. Some children make big mistakes. They also understand that the unlimited Father, whom the whole world remembers, is engaged in serving us and showing us the path to become the most elevated, and that he explains to us with so much love, and yet they don't give him that much regard. Those in bondage experience so many beatings. They are desperate, and yet they still stay in remembrance and take this knowledge well. Their status becomes elevated. Baba is not saying this about everyone. It is number-wise according to the efforts you make. The Father is cautioning you, children. Not everyone can be the same. Those living outside and in bondage are still earning a good income. This song has been composed by those on the path of devotion. However, it is worth extracting the meaning of it for you. What do they know of who the Beloved is and whose Beloved he is? Souls don't even know themselves. So how could they know the Father? He too is a soul, is he not? They don't even know who I am or where I come from. Everyone is body conscious. No one is soul conscious. If they were to become soul conscious, then souls would know their Father. Because of being body conscious, they neither know about souls nor the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. The Father sits here and explains to you children personally. This is an unlimited school. There is just the one aim and objective, to attain the sovereignty of heaven. There are different levels of status in heaven. There are the king and queen, and there are subjects. The Father says, I have come once again to make you double-crowned. Not everyone can become double-crowned. Those who study well understand internally that they can become this. They are surrendered and also have faith. You all understand that you must not perform dirty actions. Some have many defects. They do not consider themselves to be the ones who will receive such a high status. This is why they don't make effort. If you ask the Father whether you can become that, he can instantly tell you. If you look at yourself, you can instantly understand that you will not be able to attain that higher status. Qualifications are also needed for that. Such things do not exist in the golden and silver ages. There it is the reward. The kings that come at that time have a lot of love for their subjects. They are like a mother and father. You children know that this is the unlimited Father. He is the one who registers the whole world. You also register yourselves. He is giving each of you a passport. You receive a passport here to become the masters of heaven. Baba has said that everyone who is worthy of going to heaven should have a photograph taken. Because you are changing from ordinary humans into deities, you should keep it next to a photograph of yourself sitting on a throne, wearing a crown. That is what you are becoming. You should keep this sample at the exhibition. This is Raj Yoga. For instance, when someone becomes a barrister, they have a photograph of him in ordinary dress on one side and a photo of him in the dress of a barrister on the other side. In the same way, there should be a photo of you in ordinary dress and a double crowned photo on the other side. You have a picture in which you ask, what do you want to become? Do you want to become a barrister, etc., or a king of kings? You should have such pictures. Barristers and judges, etc., exist here. You are to become the king of kings in the new world. Your aim and objective is in front of you. This is what you are becoming. The explanation is so good. The pictures should be very good, full-sized. When pupils are studying to become a barrister, they have yoga with a barrister and they become barristers. This one's yoga is with the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Therefore, he becomes double-crowned. The Father explains, "You children now have to act on this." It is very easy to explain the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan. This is what you are becoming. Therefore, a new world is definitely needed for you. After hell, there will be heaven. This is now the most elevated confluence age. This study makes you so elevated. There is no need for money, etc., in this. You should be interested in studying. There was once someone so poor that he didn't have enough money to study. In spite of that, he made effort and became wealthy and became the minister of Queen Victoria. You too are very poor at this time. The Father is teaching you such elevated things. Here you simply have to remember the Father with your intellect. There is no need to switch on lights, etc. You can sit anywhere and remember him. However, Maya is such that she makes you forget the Father. It is only in remembrance that there are obstacles. This is a battle. Souls become pure by remembering the Father. Maya doesn't do anything while you are studying. The intoxication of remembrance is greater than that of this study. This is why ancient yoga has been remembered. It is said, yoga and knowledge. You receive the knowledge of having yoga. You are told the ways to stay in remembrance. There is also the knowledge of the world cycle. No one else knows the Creator, or the beginning, the middle, or end of creation. They teach the ancient yoga of Bharat. That which is called ancient was the new world. They say that it is hundreds of thousands of years old. They also show many different durations of the cycle. Some say one thing and others say something else. Here, only the one Father teaches you. Even when you go outside, you will receive pictures. That one is the businessman. Baba says, you can even print the pictures on cloth. If someone doesn't have a big screen press, you can have the pictures printed in two pieces and then put them together in such a way that the join is not visible. The Unlimited Father, the highest authority, says, if someone has something like this printed, I will glorify his name. If someone were to print these on cloth and take them abroad, he could be given 5,000 to 10,000 rupees for each picture. They have plenty of money there. These can be made. There are such big printing presses there that they have such beautiful scenes and scenery of cities printed, don't even ask. These too can be printed. This is a first-class thing. They would say there is true knowledge in this. No one else could have this knowledge. No one knows this. Anyone who explains has to be clever at speaking English. Everyone there understands English. They too have to be given the message. According to the drama, they are the ones who become instruments for destruction. Baba has told you that both sides have such bombs, etc., that if they were to come together, they could become the masters of the whole world. However, this drama is created in such a way that you claim sovereignty over the world with the power of yoga. No one can become the master of the world with weapons, etc. They have science and you have silence. Simply remember the Father and the cycle and make others similar to yourselves. You children are claiming sovereignty over the world with the power of yoga. They will definitely fight amongst themselves. You are the ones in between who will take the butter. They have shown a ball of butter in the mouth of Sri Krishna. There is also the saying, two were fighting and the third one took the butter and ate it. It is truly like that. You take the butter of the kingdom of the whole world. Therefore, you should have so much happiness. Oho, Baba, it is your wonder. This is your knowledge. The explanation is very good. How did those of the original eternal deity religion attain sovereignty over the world? No one has thought about this. At that time, there are no other continents. The Father says, I do not become the master of the world. I make you that. You become the masters of the world by studying. I, the Supreme Soul, am bodiless. Each of you has a body. You are bodily beings. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar have subtle bodies. Just as each of you is a soul, so I am the Supreme Soul. My birth is divine and unique. No one else can take birth in this way. This is fixed. All of this is fixed in the drama. If someone dies, that too is fixed in the drama. You receive so much understanding of the drama. You understand number-wise. Some have dull intellects. There are three grades. Those who take the last grade are said to be dull. They themselves understand which ones are in the first grade and which ones are in the second grade. It is the same among the subjects. This study is the same one. You children know that after studying, you will become double-crowned. We were double-crowned. Then we became single-crowned. And now we have no crowns. It is said, you receive the fruit according to the actions you perform. You wouldn't say this in the Golden Age. Here, if you perform good actions, you receive good fruit for one birth. Some perform such actions that they become ill from birth. That too is the suffering of karma. The philosophy of karma, neutral karma and sinful karma, has been explained to you children. You receive the good or bad fruit of whatever you do here. When someone becomes wealthy, he must definitely have performed good actions previously. You are now creating your reward for birth after birth. The difference between the wealthy and the poor there depends on the effort everyone makes at this time. That reward is imperishable for 21 births. Here you only receive something temporarily. You have to continue to perform actions. This is the field of action. The Golden Age is the field of action of heaven. There are no sinful actions performed there. All of these things have to be imbibed in your intellects. Hardly any of you continue to write these points down. Some even become tired of writing their charts. You children should write these points down. These points are so deep that you won't even be able to remember them. They will slip away. You will then regret that you forgot a particular point. Everyone's condition is the same. Many forget and then remember the next day. You children should be concerned about your own progress. Baba knows that hardly any of you write accurately. Baba is also the businessman. This one was a businessman of perishable jewels. That businessman is of the jewels of this knowledge. Many children fail in the subject of yoga. Hardly any of you are able to stay in accurate remembrance for an hour or an hour and a half. You have to make effort for 8 hours. You children also have to earn an income for your livelihood. Baba has given you the example of that lover and beloved. While each of them is sitting anywhere alone, they just remember one another, and they appear in front of each other. That too is like a vision. This one remembers that one, and that one remembers this one. That one is the beloved here, and all of you are his lovers. That beautiful beloved is very beautiful and ever pure. The Father says, I am the traveller, the ever beautiful one. I make you beautiful too. Deities have natural beauty. Here people follow all sorts of fashion. They wear many different types of dress. There, they have constant and natural beauty. You are now to go to that world. The Father says, I enter an old, impure land and an impure body. No one here has a pure body. The Father says, I enter this one's body in the last of his many births and establish this family path. As you make progress, you will continue to become more serviceable. You will make effort and then understand. You made such effort previously and are doing so again. You cannot receive anything without making effort. You know that you are making effort to become like Narayan from an ordinary human. There was that kingdom in the new world. It doesn't exist now. It will exist later. The golden age will definitely come after the iron age. That kingdom is being established exactly as it was in the previous cycle. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Together with surrendering yourselves, your intellects also have to be filled with faith. Never perform any dirty actions. Only when no defects remain in you can you receive a good status. 2. In order to do business with the jewels of this knowledge, note down the good points that Baba tells you. Then remember them and relate them to others. Constantly be concerned about your own progress. Blessing. May you become full of all treasures by being equally a child and a master. Just as everyone has the intoxication of being a child, in the same way, become a child and a master. That is, experience the complete stage equal to the Father's. The speciality of a master is that to the extent someone is a master, the sanskars of a world server accordingly constantly emerge. When you have the intoxication of being a master and a world server to the same extent, you would then be called equal to the Father. Put both forms of a child and a master constantly into practical action, and you will then be able to experience the stage of being equal to the Father and full of all treasures. slogan, claim a right to the limitless treasures of this knowledge, and dependency will then finish. Aviat signal, experiment on yourself and others with your mind, with the powers of yoga. Just as serving with words has become natural, in the same way, let service with your mind also take place simultaneously and naturally. Together with serving with words, also continue to serve with your mind. You will then have to speak less. The energy you would have used when speaking will be saved when you cooperate by serving with your mind, and that powerful service of the mind will make you experience greater success. Om Shanti.